Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. I'm back. Chris Broussard coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. It's good to be back, Rob Parker.
What's
your
happening,
honeymoon is over. Your honeymoon beating up on Jonas is over.
The Odd Couple side piece was suffice yesterday.
Jonas.
It was sweet, huh?
It was. It's always good for some strange every once in a while.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, well, we got, speaking of strange, he's our buddy, Michael Rappaport. That was a perfect segue. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, little celebrity corner. Now, we're moving that to Tuesdays or Wednesdays now because obviously Fridays will be football Fridays now with the NFL getting started. And we have a lot of NFL to talk today, so we will be there. Of course, some NBA still. Rob, I hope the NBA playoffs have been tremendous. We know the ratings are down. I hope the ratings don't just plummet once the NFL starts. You know, yeah. So because they've been worthy of a lot of eyeballs. I'm telling you, if you like basketball or even just competitive sports, you need to check out the NBA playoffs because most of these games have been tremendous.
What is this, a public service announcement?
I'm just doing what you do with baseball.
You don't hear me doing no commercials.
Oh, yeah, please. No, I do. Every time we talk a baseball segment, it's a commercial.
You're doing a commercial. I mean, wow.
But
is that a live read for the NBA?
Look at you.
Is that a
live read? Look at you.
Rob G, send the bill.
I see you got some new jokes for the holiday. That's good. That's good. Well, let's get into it, Rob. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get rolling. We got Iowa Sam. Alex is still on vacation? This is crazy.
Yeah, no, he has
I thought
to.
It was 3 weeks.
It's 3 weeks. It hasn't been 3 weeks.
It seems like it's been two. Oh, is he quarantined? Okay.
Yes, yeah. When he gets back, he has to quarantine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, we got Iowa Sam on the ones and twos on the Magic City Monday. We got super producer
Rob G.
Today
is Tuesday. It's a trash talking Tuesday.
Man, look at me. Right. It's my first day of the week. You're right. I stand corrected, which is something I don't often say on this show. But you're right, Rob Parker. Another thing I don't often say on this show. Super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates is my man, Ralph Irvin. All right, Rob, let's get into it.
I want to say one thing. I just want to mention for football season starting, I do have a new football podcast. I hope you will listen to it, subscribe. And it is called Lemon Pepper Parlay Podcast. TJ Houshmandzadeh and I will drop a football podcast every Friday on Extra Points Podcast Network. Extra
Congratulations.
Points. Thank you. So that'd be fun.
Is it kind of a gambling one?
Yeah, yeah. That's
okay.
It.
Yep. Now, Lemon Pepper, are y'all going to talk about wings and stuff too?
Yeah, a little wings, gas. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. Well, here we go, Rob. You and I both, of course, everybody knows now we picked the Clippers to win it all. I'm sure we both watched that game last night very closely. Denver's giving them all they want, man. I got to give the Nuggets credit. They're a little better than I expected.
They were
the
third
seed. But the
Clippers
obviously up 2-1. Yeah, but still, I thought it was a – and I still think there's a gap between the Lakers, Clippers, and everybody else in the West. But it was a good game. Bottom line, it was a great – really good game. And the guy that carried the Clippers – now, I thought Kawhi played a really nice floor game. You know, in game two – when they threw the double teams and the traps on him, they collapsed in the paint against his mid-range stuff. He kind of forced stuff, and he looked bad. Yesterday, I thought he played a smarter floor game. Wasn't as, you know,
he didn't have to shoot as much. Right, but
right,
it,
that's what he didn't
force,
do.
Don't force
he didn't
the
force
issue.
It. Yep, and he had some great passes, and obviously the finger block late, which was spectacular. But the guy that carried him, and I know it's the guy you want to talk about, he carried him, and it was Paul George. And props to him, because we know, you know, he's had his issues in the bubble. But he was great last night. And that's led you to become, once again, as you were last week, a prisoner of the moment. But go ahead.
I'm not a prisoner of the moment. I just think you got to see.
We'll let the fans decide after you make your grand statement and proclamation.
No, you just got to see Paul George, who, of course, was struggling. It was the reason why probably the first round series didn't go, could have been over in probably five games if he would have played before game four. Remember, he struggled terribly, shooting just ridiculous. I mean, point blank at the basket. But last night you got to see Paul George. When he is right, was it last year, the first 60 games of the year, Chris? He was in the MVP conversation. He was playing
and
so well.
And not the first time. Remember in Indiana he was in
right.
it.
Right. But he was last year. But that was last year.
He was early. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Early on, maybe first 45. Yeah.
Yeah, he played well.
And so he's the reason why, obviously, Kawhi wanted him, why I do believe the Clippers will win. He doesn't have to play this well, 12 for – what was he, 12 for 16? 18 from the field, 5 for 7 from 3. And he's been on a tear really since that really bad game that bottomed out where he said he was depressed in the bubble and he just wasn't himself. And now you look and see where he is. And I think he's one of the most underappreciated players in the league. People are quick to jump on him when he has bad games or when things don't work out. And a lot of people poo-pooed him, especially after the first series. Nobody was saying anything about Paul George. They were calling him all kinds of names. He finally and smartly decided to just get off social media, stop messing with and worrying about what other people think and all that. And a lot of guys can't do it because they grew up in this era. And for older guys like Chris and, you know, people
and
like
you.
That. Oh, I forgot myself. you know, it's easy for right. us not to even worry about that, right? I mean, I don't care. I'm on social media. I see
You're
what people are saying.
You're on like a 26-year-old.
I'm a young guy. I'm a young 56. But
well,
when people say crazy stuff, I just block them and keep it moving. Because then they have that's when they hit Chris up trying to get back on my social media.
Well, one person
mad.
Did it.
Yeah, whatever. You know it's more than that. But my point is, I do believe that he is an important piece, obviously, to the Clippers. When he's playing the way he played last night, and I don't mean he has to be perfect, but that's the reason why the Clippers, I believe, will finish the job and be NBA champions. But he's underrated, and people always look for his weakness to rip on him instead of looking at what he's got.
Rob Parker, okay, here's the key of what – of course he's a key. Yeah, he's a key to the Clippers. He's going to help them win a championship. Right, I agree. But you said two things that I definitely cannot let stand. He's one of the most underappreciated players in the league, and he's underrated. Rob Parker, stop it! That is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
And first of all, your contention, and I like Paul George. He was definitely playoff P last night. Definitely playoff P.
But people have bad. People have bad.
This notion. Well, let me finish. I mean, you had your 8 minutes. This notion that he has been on fire since, you know, he shared with us his depression and his mental issues he was going through and he got off social media. Not true. Game six, the deciding game against the Dallas Mavericks, he had 15 points. 6 for 19 from the field. 2 for 7 from three. Now, he had 9 rebounds, 7 assists, but clearly not on fire. 5 TOs. Game one against Denver, 19 points. Nice. 6 for 13 shooting. Okay, nice. Not on fire. Game two, 22 points, 7 for 19 shooting. That's 36%. So, first of all, your whole premise is off. He was great last night. He was awesome last night.
That's not true.
But
let me just correct
notion,
the numbers. Let me correct
notion,
the numbers for you. Because since game four, all right, since he deactivated the Instagram, he's averaging 24 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, shooting 49.4% from the field, and 43.6% from three.
That's
so what are you
not
talking
fire.
About? Yes, that is fire.
I mean, 49%
from the field?
I just read to you the individual
game.
Well, yeah, he was 49% of it from the field is pretty good. Don't act like that's
and
awesome.
44% from three?
Most of that's from last night.
No, that's what it is.
He was 2 for 7 in game one. He was 2 for 7 in game six against Dallas.
Numbers. You have to put it all together to give you an average.
I'm giving you the context. I'm breaking it down individually because last night boosted all of that. He was 5 for 7 from three, 12 for 18 overall. Stop it. Your premise is ridiculous. Underrated. Underappreciated.
He's
a max player, for goodness sake.
That doesn't
he
mean anything.
He should be held to a high
standard. That
doesn't
mean anything. They pay
Rob,
everybody. People have to be paid.
Rob, you had your 10 minutes. Can I get a word in edgewise? I'm responding
no,
to what you said.
I thought you were still on vacation.
I'm responding. You wish I was because you'd be slapping Jonas upside the head. But not me. I'm back, baby. And I'm not going to let you get away with this madness. Now, Paul George is a great player. He's a perennial all-star. So the notion when we get mad or we criticize him because he shoots 35% in a playoff game, we're not supposed to do that? We're supposed to let it slide? What? That's nonsense. He's a max player. He's been a number one guy most of his career. He carried the Indiana Pacers to the top seed in the East and battled the big three in Miami and gave them all they wanted. I'm not supposed to hold him to a high standard? You want me to treat him with kid gloves and baby him? Stop it. Underappreciated, underrated. Rob Parker, come on. He's in the perfect position right now. He's the number two. That's what he is, and that's no slight on him. He's a perennial all-star, and, you know, he could even make the Hall of Fame one day. But right now, he's a number two guy to Kawhi Leonard. And last night when Kawhi played the floor game, didn't force his shots, Paul carried him. That is what they need from him. I'm with you on all that, Rob. He is a great number two. But this notion, I just had to shoot all that stuff down. I mean, for goodness sakes, Rob Parker. Jiminy Christmas. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on what Rob and I just spoke about. Is Paul George, I know, don't laugh. Is Paul George the most underappreciated player in these playoffs? PJ Tucker, Robert Covington. But is Paul George the most underrated player in these playoffs, underappreciated player in these playoffs? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Did you know that right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's right. 15% on top of what Geico already could save you. I mean, what are you waiting for? Save an extra 15% when you switch now by October 7th. October 7th is coming fast. Fall is already here. October will be here in a moment. So October 7th, go to geico.com to learn more. All right, Rob, let's get right to it. We asked the question, and you made the statement that Paul George is the most underappreciated player in the playoffs. I say hogwash. What say you? 877-99 on Fox.
And don't forget, in the third hour of the program, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, so we'd love to have you chime in. Don't forget about that in the final hour.
Yes.
All right, Gary in the OC. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, guys. It's good to talk to you. It's been a long time, but I'm calling in because I think both of you are right in a little bit in a way here. I don't know that underappreciated is the right term, but as a Clipper season ticket holder and someone who has friends in management, I can tell you that we absolutely appreciate Paul George and everything that he brings to the table. I think nationally there are some folks that have maybe slept on him and maybe – you know, jumped off the bandwagon because of a few bad shooting.
Exactly.
As
soon as he has a bad game, they act like he's nobody.
How about a bad week? I'm just saying.
No, look, you can. Granted, you can
back to back 14-11-9, three straight playoff games. You're not supposed to get criticized.
Yeah, but Chris, go check the career statistics. What you're talking about is a guy who was the number one. If you look at his career playoff performances, the numbers are off the chain. Okay, look at the career percentages shooting off the chain. You're talking about a guy who plays both ways. Look at the analytics. Go check the analytics on defense, even when he's not shooting well.
I hear you. And I've said he's a great player. That's the only reason he gets criticized, because he is such a great player. But when you go 14 points, 11 points, 9 points in three straight playoff games, and you're having trouble with a team you should wipe out, you're going to get criticized as a second guy and a max player. That's all I'm saying.
Tony in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Fellas, what's good? Always
what's
a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Rob.
Yes.
Your article on Deadspin, Josh McCowan, my brother. Couldn't wrote any better. I always love your articles, man. Keep up the great work.
Appreciate
Chris,
it. Yep.
Welcome back from the psychiatrist visit that we sent you on last week.
Get to the point before. Let's see what you got to say about Paul George, because I will go ham on you.
That's all right. Tony, don't worry.
I haven't heard Rob use an acronym in a while, so Paul George is the monk, the most underachieving max player in the league. Chris,
wow.
I agree with you, my man. He is too inconsistent. If the Clippers got this Paul George, they will just walk right to the title, but you don't know what you're getting with them. You know, 14, 11, 30, 10, whatever. You just don't know what you're getting with them. He has to step it up, especially if you're a max player.
He stepped it up last night. That was a huge game last night. I won't even say
he's the most underappreciated or underachieving max guy. I won't even say that. All I'm saying, he's not the most underappreciated. He's a great player. And a lot of players that on his level do that. His level. But there's a level above him where Kawhi and LeBron and all these other guys. That's all I'm saying.
John, thanks, Tony, for the call. Appreciate it. John in Orlando, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, guys.
Hello?
Did we lose you?
I gotta hit you with a no way.
Thank you.
That he's underappreciated. And here's the thing right here. And I'm not the poo-poo or mental illness or anything like that, because, you know, I understand that I got people that's been affected by it. However, when LeBron went down and against Dallas, everybody talked about how mentally weak he is. And so we have to call it what he called it. He's not been playing well. And this last game, he stepped up. But the four games before that, he did nothing as a second guy.
I gave you his numbers since game four.
Look at the individual games, 24 Rob.
Points.
Stop
no,
it.
I
That's
go
weak.
By average. I go
Why?
By average.
Why?
And he's shooting 50% from
what
the field.
What do you do? This is the playoffs. You got to deliver every night.
Marcel in Mississippi, you're on the Odd Couple.
Unbelievable. Is Paul
Fox
George
Sports
a baseball
Radio.
Player or something? My goodness.
Marcel.
Hey, what's up, Chris and Rob? How y'all
what's
doing,
up?
Man?
What's up, man?
Hey, glad to have you back, Chris. I ain't gonna get on you today, man, because you was bringing fire last week. But anyway, I don't know. I don't think Paul George is underappreciated. If anything, in his playoffs, before the playoffs began, Jimmy Butler was the most underrated.
No
in
doubt.
My opinion, cause,
no doubt.
Because nobody was talking about him, and now they, you know, swept the first round. Then, you know, they doing well in the second round by the putting Giannis out. Now they want to talk about him.
Right.
And
good
in
call.
My opinion, Paul George, he was doing great with the Pacers. You know, when he was the front man, he was in the likes of KD, LeBron. You know, he was in that circle. But in that first playoff series, he was looking like Pee Wee Herman out there, man, to be honest.
Nah, that's a good call, especially on the Jimmy Butler call, because Jimmy Butler, right now, he's not underappreciated. But you're right, going into the playoffs, no question about it. All right, it's only fitting that we get the self-proclaimed king of trash talk in on a Trash Talking Tuesday. It's our man, Michael Rappaport, joining us next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's time for Celebrity Corner.
Oh, my God.
Time now for The Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
We've already given you all the introduction that you need. We've praised
What's
you,
up?
The king of trash talk, Michael Rappaport. What's up, brother?
How you guys doing? I'm good. I'm glad to be talking to both of you guys. Last time, I don't know where you were, Rob. You were on a vacation. I talked to Chris alone. We had a great great conversation without you. We'll try
I
to
was on the Golden Girls cruise.
It's
I was
a
on
great
the Golden
chance.
Girls cruise.
It's a great chance
right, well,
when you come on
glad
and he's
to
on
have
vacation.
You guys back. I mean, we're in a global pandemic, but we're also in my opinion, one of the greatest times in sports ever. We have the NBA playoffs, which are fantastic. They're always fantastic. We're heading into the NFL season. You're going to have playoffs and NFL on the same night, which is unprecedented. And I'm excited about it all. You know, I know you guys are hyped about your basketball. What do
tell
you want to know? What
yes,
can I do?
I want
for you
to
guys?
Tell me about the Clippers. Tell me about
the
Clippers.
We want the facts from you.
Chris and I have both picked them to win the championship. A rare time the Odd Couple agrees. What's your take on the Clippers? Are they better than the Lakers?
Yeah, they're definitely better than the Lakers. They're better than the Lakers. You know, I think that. You know, they've had a little bit of a spotty, you know, energy. You know, I think, you know, they're starting to gel. I think Chris, you might have been the one to say the other day something about, like, how the break, you know, hurt them the most just because of the inaccuracy, the inconsistency of them playing together. I think they're getting
right.
the move. You know, they have
right.
their talent. Paul George, you know, is playing well now. He's playing like Paul George. I'm not worried about him slipping back. I think, you know, what he said is valid. It's got to be tough, you know, in that bubble for whatever reasons. You know, Kawhi is, you know, doing his thing. You know, the others, Lou Williams and Patrick Beverly and, you know, that the dirtiest player in the NBA. And I don't consider Marcus Morris a goon. I say goon. That's a compliment. What he was doing with Luka Doncic was not cool. Because I'm all for hard fouls and I'm all for knocking people down. I'm all for trash talking. But when you're stepping on ankles, I can't.
Right.
And I know that dirty play. The reason why I know that dirty play because I was a dirty player. So I'm not with that. I'm not with that. And if you're going to do
you.
It, at least you have to own it. But I think the Clippers are definitely right now the favorite. You know, they have the most guns to go to. I think their defense is swarming. They're long. And I think that, you know, the Lakers, you know, I don't know. You know, it's like I feel like, listen, LeBron is ridiculous. He's sick. He's still sick.
Yeah.
He's still probably the best player in the league, whether he's the most valuable, whatever, these awards, I think they've gotten so much overhype, these regular season awards. But he's still, I think, you know, probably the best player in the league, if not top two, top three. But, you know, between him and Anthony Davis, it's just not enough. The defense is suspect. You know, Caruso's not going to win you any championships. Rondo is
the pizza delivery
man. It's not Boston Rondo. He's not the same guy from Boston.
There is a playoff Rondo. He played well in game two. Let me get to this.
But he was a plus 28. He ain't going to be plus 28 most of the
time. No, but he was playoff Rondo in game two. I'm going to hit you with a hard question, Rap. All right, because you, from what I hear, you were nice back in your day. As a player, it's
what I hear from you.
All right. Anyway, Luka Doncic, a bad boy, one of the best, top seven players in the league already. Nikola Jokic, a bad boy. He was third on my MVP ballot, second team All NBA on my ballot. Why are the white European players so much better than the white American players?
You know why? I think because the white American players are still trying to play like black American players. And I mean that in terms of, now obviously Luka's got flair in his game.
Right.
You know, and the speed at that he played with, and I hope that's not taken as a controversial thing, but like,
no, I actually agree with you.
You know, but the speed and the athleticism, you could do all the moves and have all the swag and all stuff, but the speed and athleticism, especially when you get to the NBA, it's you can't teach that, you can't mock that, you can't copycat that, and if you're doing all that crispy crossovers and dunks and all that jelly rolls and all that stuff, it ain't gonna work. And I think the thing about Luka and Joker is that they have a little bit of, obviously, especially Luka, he's got sauce in his game, but there's something about the speed that which he plays, which reminds me of a Paul Pierce. It reminds me of a Larry Bird.
It even reminds me of
James Harden, because, you know, they're not going at the same speed as everyone else. You know, Paul Pierce, you know, obviously when he was
change of pace and all that.
Yeah, but, you know, as he got older, you know, into his thing, you know, like, he was going at his own pace. James Harden goes at his own pace. Luka goes at his own pace. I have no clue why. Tyler Herro.
I think that's a good comparison. Yeah, Tyler Herro, Duncan Robinson, they're really good. But, I mean, Jokic and Luka are superstars.
These are MVP dudes.
Right. We haven't had a white American superstar since Stockton?
Yeah, since Stockton. I mean,
Steve Nash was Canadian.
Yeah, we can't even take credit for Steve Nash. I don't know why. I don't know why. You know, there's white dudes that play ball. They're not scared. They're I don't know why. You got, you know, guys like the kid on the Bucks with the Italian name.
DiVincenzo, yeah.
But as far as like a dude, I mean, and Luka was just, I mean, those playoff games and Joker in these games, I mean, these dudes, because last year I watched Luka a little bit, but I didn't watch him as much. But that dude is sick, man. He's sick.
Michael, last thing for me. If LeBron doesn't win and say the Clippers eliminate them and they don't get to the finals, will this be his best last chance to win a championship, do you think? I mean, next year will be year 18. You know, Father Time is undefeated. You know, you don't know how the team will stack up next year. And then in the West, you know, the Warriors will be back with their guys. In the East, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving will be there in Brooklyn. Is this his best last chance to win a championship?
I mean, I've learned you never could count him out. But based on the salary cap, the trades, and how the Lakers can improve, if they lose to the Clippers or they don't win the championship, I don't see it getting better. But, you know, I mean, I don't see it getting better. I don't know who they're going to add. I don't know what room they have to add. You guys probably know more about the details in terms of the fluctuation which they could get. I don't think anybody's going to be interested in trying to trade with them for anything and lend anything to them.
Right.
I mean, this dude has been, you know, running Ramstead over the league for years. You know, people.
Yeah, nobody's gonna help him. Yep.
Nobody's going to help this dude. He got Anthony Davis. I mean, nobody's going to help this dude. Nobody's going to help the Lakers, you know, anyway. So it'll be tough if they lose. I tell you one thing, and I said this on Undisputed to our friends over there. If in fact, the Lakers do lose and they have to exit the bubble early, I have not been on a plane in 6 months, but I would consider – flying to Orlando just to watch that. Not the game, just to watch them
stand
leave
outside
the bubble.
Of the gate.
Oh my God, because the disappointment and just the agony of Laker fans and LeBron and all that stuff.
Oh, this is going to leave a mark.
Right. I'm going to hit you.
This is going to leave a mark.
I'm going to hit you. You got 30 seconds. We did this a couple weeks ago on the show. You know the Versus series and all that. Tupac versus Biggie. Tupac slaughtered him. I'm with Biggie. Where you at on that?
I think Tupac has a bigger body of work. I don't put these two dudes up against each other. I think that at the end of the day, in terms of like when you put those songs up there like that, man, that's tough. I mean,
Tupac had more meaningful songs, no doubt. You know, more. I mean, his songs were inspirational. A lot of them were inspirational and all that. But I think Biggie was by far the better rapper.
I think in terms of changing the game as a lyricist, for sure. For sure. But, you know, then I could say Pac.
He didn't have many meaningful songs, yeah.
He like had meaningful
Pac.
Songs. And the emotion that he put in his songs
right.
was so transcendent. And the belief and the fearlessness and the vulnerability that he had in his songs. I mean, Biggie had it too. He would make fun of himself. They're both so
self-deprecating,
so,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're both ridiculous. And I mean, I would like it for fun, but there would be no winner and loser because they're both so impactful. And you know, when you listen to Biggie, though, I mean, he's just like the quintessential New York rapper. Like he just
right,
his
just
voice,
the skills was ridiculous.
The
slang voice.
And
yep.
Yep.
All that. Right.
Just was
yo,
sick.
We got to run, my man. We'll get
run
you on soon
break.
Enough again.
Appreciate
you.
Anytime.
As the playoffs go on. Okay, brother.
Anytime you want, just hit me. Anytime you want me, I'm here. I love you guys, man.
Thank you, man. We'll do. That's the king of trash talk, Mr. Michael Rappaport.
And I learned something today. This whole time I was calling him Tupac. I thought it was about the cigarettes he smoked.
Everything ain't funny. Where's that drop when we need it? All right, college football coaches, they're always looking for an edge, but come on. This has gone way too far. We'll get into that next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended, odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backaches, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging or burning involved. It's just simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you will not stink.
Hey, Chris, one of our listeners, Carney in Denver, hit us up real quick. It was 91 degrees yesterday. Do you know what it is today?
What? In Denver? Yeah. Let me guess. 47.
35 degrees.
Wow.
Snow today and tomorrow.
91
yesterday. It was 91
yesterday
on Labor Day, and it snowed today. 35 degrees. Carney, thanks for the update. Thanks for the support, too. We appreciate you.
Yes, unbelievable. Wow, Rob, it is, what is this? This is a
Trash Talking Tuesday. It is later on in the final hour of the program, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. You can hit us up. And we'll let you go for 30, 45 seconds. We will not N-O-T interrupt you.
And I know Rob Parker wants to trash somebody that we're going to talk about next. It's Lincoln Riley, head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, who has said now that they will not disclose their COVID infections during the season. Here he is.
We're to the point now where we're playing games. And obviously any active case or contact trace is going to have game repercussions. And so, you know, just like, you know, we would with an injury, we're not going to, you know, we made the decision to not broadcast that. I know we'd been probably the most transparent school in the country up until then, but you don't want to give your team a competitive disadvantage. So we're not going to do that.
Totally disagree. And I think it's irresponsible. It's not the same thing as an injury because it can be transferred and people can catch it. So even though the players are being held out, if you told me that 40 players or 20 players had it, it might be rampant in that locker room. And I think that the other team should know how bad it is. And you should be transparent throughout the entire thing when people's health, not your own, but people you're playing should just know. That's all. I'm not saying you got to name people individually, Chris, or expose who it is. But if you have none, it's great to hear you have none. If you have 40 or 25 guys who either have it or whatnot, and even if they're not playing, there's a chance that maybe some guys out on the field, I want to know. If I heard that 40 guys on his team had it, I want to know that. I want my team to know that. I want to be able to make a decision that I don't want to play in that game. I don't want to play against them. Or if I'm the school or the other team, I can say, you know what? We would rather not play in this game if you're telling me 30 guys have it on your squad. That's all.
Yeah, I do agree because, as you said, this isn't like an ankle injury, a knee injury where it's not contagious. That. This is contagious. Now, the key, the most important thing is that the guys that have it don't play, right? And they're quarantined for, what, a week to 2 weeks, whatever it is. And you do all the proper contact tracing, and anyone who, you know, has been in contact with them has to follow some type of protocol as well. That's the key. As long as that's followed, that's the main thing. However, you're right in that with players deciding, I don't want to play this season because of COVID, in fairness, the opponents, they should be allowed to say, you know what, I'll sit this game out.
Right. We're they playing have 30 Oklahoma. Guys. They, right.
Yeah,
they got 30
I'm sit
guys
this one
with
out.
Them.
And I don't know if guys would do it, but they should have the right to do it. This is a global pandemic.
Right. Stop and acting like this is an ankle injury.
Right. This is a global pandemic. And so things should be done differently. And you hit it on the head, Rob. You don't have to say who it is.
No, we're not trying to out anybody.
Heck,
right.
Our starting quarterback, you know, and our starting halfback aren't
That's
playing
not what
this
we're
week.
Saying.
No. You just say we got 30 guys that are in quarantine
because
they've either had COVID or been exposed to somebody that had it. And so they're not playing. And then you find out on game day who it is.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, again,
just
this is not an ankle injury. Right. It's COVID. Stop it. Stop it with the gamesmanship when it comes to something like this.
Right.
That's all we're saying.
I get the ankle injury on the running back, Chris, or you don't want them to know that he's got a bad arm. Or you know what? I get that. That part, I'm not having an issue. It's that this affects other people, and I don't think it's fair to just, like, try to cover it up. Be transparent if you're going to play the games.
Right. I mean, this is obviously, you know, I mean, it sounds to me like he doesn't think it's that serious, but he's not a doctor. He's not an expert. And so give people the opportunity. If they don't want to play, they don't have to play. Just be open with it again. You don't have to name your players and say who's out, but tell how many of your guys have it. I mean, come on. Like I said, it's a global pandemic. People's health is at risk. Let's deal with it that way. And chill with the gamesmanship and all of that. All right? This is a new normal. This is not the usual circumstances. So some things are going to be done differently, and this is one of them. All right, we got 2 hours left. The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. It's going to be a hot 2 hours, so you don't want to miss it. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.